This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last month. It also says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's Interior Ministry says it will ask again for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a critical illness caused by the Russian Novichok nerve agent. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. The Russian request appears to have little chance of success. Germany says it's already established the presence of Novichok and has demanded an explanation from Moscow. Russia has so far failed to open a formal criminal investigation and insists it needs hard evidence from Germany that Navalny was indeed poisoned. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden today mark the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. Both will travel at different times to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the terrorist assault came down. Mr. Biden will begin his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York. President Trump is trying to move past this week's revelations that he played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter, despite knowing of its catastrophic potential, something clearly shown by recordings made by journalist Bob Woodward as he prepared his book, Rage, which is due out next week. Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat of a panic. The virus controversy followed Mr. Trump to a rally in the political battleground state of Michigan last night, where Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had raised alarms about the event. It was shoulder to shoulder at an airport hangar in the town of Freeland, where a crowd heard Mr. Trump predict a re-election victory in November. There were very few masks, and there was very little evidence of social distancing. This is VOA News. China's